Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Stellarite Herself podcast. So today we are so lucky to be joined with the one and only Sonia Elsie ASMR.
Oh my gosh, that's me. I am no longer a vlogger.
But literally.
Yeah, like literally kind of just stopped.
Yeah, you do like ASMR full time now, which is amazing. We are definitely going to get into that. If you guys don't know, me and Sonia have been friends since high school, but we knew each other since middle school.
Yeah. Like, and I knew you IRL was kind of like, ooh, like, she has a YouTube channel? Like, that's cool.
Literally. And we moved to LA together back in 2017. As you guys know, I moved away from LA about a year ago, and this trip has been my first time being back.
That's crazy.
Since moving away. So Sonia was so nice to let me stay with her, and of course I just knew had to get in a podcast because
of course
we even have a podcast episode from like 2017.
We literally do. It's like a I don't want to say yearly tradition, but like
a when we feel like it tradition.
Yes.
A lot of people thought that I moved back to LA, and I was kind of down to let that be a mystery because, but no, I was just visiting, so it's been so interesting to be back. How do you feel about, you know, still being in LA after all this time? Also, someone requested that we talk about some old memories of when we first moved here. So, you know, we love a good TBT. So we are definitely going to be doing that as well.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, for like 2 seconds, I considered moving to NYC with you. Not like with you, but like literally this month. Like today, my lease would have ended.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's kind of monumental.
No, literally, but it just didn't work out, and like, it was just probably not meant to be, you know? And I was like, I need a quiet place to do my ASMR. And also, just like, I don't know, moving to NYC is such a lifestyle shift. Like, I would have had to get rid of my car, get rid of like most of my belongings that I currently have in order to like fit into New York City, which I would have been down to do if things had worked out, but it's just like,
It's like a big commitment.
Yeah. And also like, I don't know. I feel like I just love LA so much. Like,
what do you love about it?
I don't know. I love how there's like all different kinds of communities.
Mm.
And I love how anything you want, you can, it will be at least an hour drive, but you can get to it. Like, you want the beach, you want the mountains, you want to go to some event. Like, everybody comes here, and, like, you can, it's not too hot, but it's not too cold, and, like, I just feel like everything's so convenient. Like, even just, I don't know, I feel like I have so much space, like, compared to NYC, no offense.
That has been, like, a huge shock, because I remember when I had a friend visit me from New York, and he, like, walked in my apartment and was like, oh my God, like, shook. And to me, I was like, I mean, I guess, like, thank you. But now I feel like I'm that person. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, your living room is, like, the size of my whole apartment.
I love that. But also, like, it's just a part of the NYC experience.
Facts.
Like, if you have a lot of space in NYC, it's like, okay, like, you're not even really experiencing it.
What did you like about New York when you've visited?
Ooh, I really like the energy. Like, I feel like as soon as you get to New York, like, I don't know if I'm just being Delulu or like,
no, it's like real, like,
right?
You know,
because it's like you get there and you get this urge to like be productive and like jeet around.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you, I'm like, I need to be like going to the coffee shop and getting my bagel and then, like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, I felt like I was getting stuff done faster, too. I don't know if it's just how the buildings are laid out, too.
Yeah.
It's small changes, but, like, you know, in LA, like, not to dox myself, but, like, just to go to my car is sometimes, like, 6-minute excursion, like, just to get away for the elevator. And I feel like all that kind of adds up to where in your head you're like, I don't even want to leave the house.
Yeah.
But in NYC, like, all the apartments are just, you walk downstairs, 2 seconds, you're out on the street witnessing life. And for me, it's like, if I stay in here, sometimes I don't see anybody for days.
Yeah.
Like, even looking out the window, you don't see shit.
Literally.
Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah. Oh, you can, like, say whatever you want. So, a question I get, y'all, anytime I post a Q&A video or, like, a Q&A on my story, because I'm doing a Q&A video, at least one of y'all will ask, are you still friends with Sonia? And
no.
Maybe it's not the people watching this, because I feel like this is a specific niche audience, but I know people are really not updated, because even though we literally, even at this point, live on separate sides of the country, we still see each other enough. Like, obviously, yeah, it could never be enough, but you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, we're not like a social media friendship.
That's but so it's true.
Like, we both do social media, so usually when we're together, we just post each other, because that's just, you know,
mm-hmm,
it's not like we link up to, like,
collab, dude.
But, like, so yeah, the most recent one was a couple weeks ago, and you had just been in New York like 1 month ago. Like, yeah, there's literally a picture of her on my main infeed, like, Instagram.
I'm so honored.
But also with that, a lot of people always ask how we've maintained such a strong friendship throughout all of the years. Ooh. And I feel like this is something we've also answered before, and mm-hmm, I think it's kind of interesting to reflect on it as we get older and mm-hmm, as our friendship, you know, continues to flourish. So do you have any thoughts that immediately come to mind?
Ooh, I think, like, one thing about us is, like, we... And obviously, like, throughout a friendship, like, you grow and learn about each other. But I feel like we've always, like, had mutual respect for each other. And then also mm-hmm, just, like, been more respectful as the years go on instead of less respectful.
That's so true, yeah.
Because, like, there's, like, maybe I'm just a sensitive Pisces, but sometimes I've had just, like, built up resentment towards a friend because, like, the dynamic starts to get worse, or, like, they start not respecting my boundaries, even though they did before. It's kind of like, you can't, I don't know, I don't want to say you can't get comfortable, because of course you can get comfortable in a friendship, but not comfortable to the point where you're like, oh, now I can, like, trash this person's stuff, and, like, you right, know, like, I don't know, be rude and inconsiderate of their time.
Like, and also for yourself, and I think, like, not to put words in your mouth, but I feel like we've both experienced, like, being people pleasers.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And so I think, because I've definitely experienced that too when it comes to other friends, or, like, you know, some mm-hmm, other friends. And I feel like it's also about not getting too comfortable, like, with yourself and letting things slide.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I mean, often there's not really things that we, like, there's not much you do to make me uncomfortable or, like, that I would need to speak out about. Yeah. But I feel like there's also that space of that mutual respect where I think I would feel comfortable telling you if I wasn't okay with something or, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, if someone is not really a safe person or friend to share those vulnerable feelings with, it's like,
true.
Yeah. If you continue to hang out with them, you're just gonna, like, start resenting them.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to speak your mind, like, when things first start to bother you.
Yes.
I think that's a mistake I've made in the past. Same. Again, with, like, other friends and just, like, trying to give someone the benefit of the doubt, but it's like, that's what I think I'm doing, but it's really just, like, me being scared to say something bothered me.
Oh, yeah. And you're, like, making excuses, but, yeah, like, not really even for them, like, just so that you don't have to.
Yeah, it's, like, a self thing. Like, yeah, you think it's about them, but it's really about you.
Yep. Exactly.
I feel like we also just are self-reflective, and we both have a willingness to, like, grow and change, which I think that's important. Because I know I've, like, not to compare, but I just know that other friendships I've had, it's like, I'm like that, So it's nice if I have friends like that because it's so easy to outgrow people. And that's part of life too, but it just makes the relationships that stick with you even like stronger and just better.
No, I agree with all that, like 100%. Because it can, you can have friends who like do different things. Like I have friends who like to go out more, and like I recently started just going out a little bit after somehow not wanting to do it the whole time of living in LA. Okay. Well, like a little bit, but
yeah,
like, you know. And then it's like when I want to go out, they're there for me, and then they're supportive when I don't want to. And I think that's cool. Like you can have friends who do different things but are supportive, but it's when okay, I'm just gonna be very vague about this dynamic, but there's sometimes you and I have experienced people pressuring us to do things just because they don't want to be alone in doing it, or
like shaking ass.
Yeah,
people are gonna take that like the wrong way.
Okay. Yeah.
So we were recently at this party, and like I always experience this. So I, if I'm out, if I'm at the club or something, I am not one to be dancing and shaking my ass. And
that's okay. And if you want to shake ass, do it. Like, love that.
It's not because I'm whatever. I don't know if people think I'm stuck up or like boring or whatever. It's just like, I don't need that extra attention. Like, baby, I'm going to get enough attention sitting down.
Like walking to the bathroom, I've had like men like physically grab my arm trying to get my attention. So I'm like, I do not need to be shaking my ass.
And I'm not saying if you're shaking your ass, you're trying to get attention. I think sometimes it is right? that.
Yeah. Like shake your ass if you want to. But personally, I just personally feel uncomfortable doing it. I'm also not good at shaking my ass.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Like, I'm just, that's not really something I like have a lot of experience in. And I just, you know,
like, we just don't need to do it. But
and then there's also, like, side note, a lot of people have been saying in the past however many years that people don't dance anymore. And it's like, oh my God, I go out and everyone's just sitting down on their phone.
Go to, like, a club.
But the same people will, you guys will record people and post it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so I think a lot of people also, I think, like, when I go to things, people dance. Like, I don't know what these things you guys are going to where nobody's dancing at all. But I think that's also part of it in people's minds. Like, I don't want to be recorded or someone take a picture of me, make fun of me, like, even to their friends, but, like, to post. And it, I don't know, could go viral or other people could see it. And you're just trying to have fun with your friends, like, not think about how you are coming, like, not coming across, but, like,
Perceived,
you're
Like, I will do a light, like, whatever, but, you know.
I have shook my ass before.
I think I've seen it. Yeah, like, you are good at shaking your ass. Like,
thank you.
Not in a weird way. Like, I physically, physically can't. Like, I look like, you know that metal that's like vroom, like I literally look like that.
But so the point is, do what you want. Like, we're another thing is, like, we don't have resting bitch faces like when we're having fun. Like, I don't know, like, we're sitting there obviously having a good time. Like, we're not just like looking judgmental. Like, we're talking to people. Like, I'm like dancing while I'm sitting down. Like,
yeah,
so that's also part of it. But so, people will try to pressure us to get up and shake our ass. And this is what happened the other night.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. Like, maybe you think we're shy and, like, we just need some encouragement. But if we're like, oh, no, we're good, but, like, go off, sis. Like, more than once, twice, let it be. Because
it was, like, three or four times.
I think it might have even been more than that. This girl kept coming up to us, like.
And then when we were like, oh, we're good, like, we're chilling. Also because, I don't know if it's, like, ADHD, but, like, I took a shot. And I just felt super chill. Like, I took a shot and then I was just like, dude, like, this is nice. Like, I was just listening to the music.
No, we both took the shot. We were like, we needed that.
Yeah, it was very just, like, relaxed. Like, I didn't feel like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. But, like, it was just, I think, not that we're just talking about shaking ass, but the overall principle of, like, I appreciate friends who can respect what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And who, like, are going to be supportive. Like, I'm going to be supportive if you want to shake your ass.
Right.
And this goes for other things, not just shaking ass, you know?
Right.
But I also think something that makes our friendship really good is, like, that we never are, like, uncomfortably comparing ourselves to each other.
Oh my god, that, yes.
Because, like, sometimes what makes me uncomfortable in a friendship or relationship, like, anything, is when someone, okay, like, this is something I had in the past, was, like, people would be like, oh, I wish my boobs looked like yours, and it would just be uncomfortable, because then I'd be like, do you want me to compliment on your boobs?
Yeah.
Or, like, whenever people make, like, weight comparisons, it's just uncomfortable to me, because it's, like, first of all, I fluctuate, like, all the time. Like, from one season to another, I can be completely, like, different. Second of all, I'm okay with that. Third of all, like, you're beautiful as you are. Like, I'm right. gonna encourage my pals. And, like, I also think that both you and I have had in the past, like, frenemy friendships.
Yes,
where
totally.
It's so uncomfortable to have a frenemy friendship where someone is like, oh my gosh, a direct quote from a friend I used to have. It's crazy how you have so many IG followers, which I don't even think I have that many, disclaimer, when you're just regular looking. Like, I have friends who are models and they don't even have 10K. Like, person who said I was their lifelong friend, literally said they wanted to be at my wedding. Like,
it's just like,
like, I would never say that. Also, like, my friends are beautiful and, like, everyone's beautiful in their own way. It's just,
no,
like,
exactly.
You know? Anyway.
It's just, I'm, like, speechless.
No. Yeah.
And it just goes to show how people feel about themselves. Because I would never say that. I would never even think of saying that.
It's like, who cares? Social media is, like, not real. Like,
and it's also, like, that just also discredit, like, that's so disrespectful, because you look good.
No, literally.
And then also that just discredits everything that you do, because you're not just, like, posting pictures of yourselves as if, like, no caption, like, you don't do anything else, like, you just post one pic of yourself every day, like, mm-hmm. like, you do so much more than that.
Gosh,
so it's like,
you.
Just to be like, why would they follow you?
It's like,
like, that's so rude
know.
On so many levels.
Like, at least I didn't have to buy mine.
Okay, that's the thing. So I recently had to do this kind of, like, survey, like, in-person interview thing, and they were asking me what's important to me as a creator, and one of the options, like, I had to rank a bunch of these different options, and one of the options was, like, clout.
Mm.
And also I think it was, like, collaborating with others, or, like, friendship, like, social media friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I don't care.
Same.
There have just been too many instances where it hasn't been worth it,
mm-hmm.
and where I, like, I personally have never been, like, clout thirsty. Even back in the OG vegan days, 2016, that was probably when I was collabing with people the most,
mm-hmm.
but even at that time for me, it was like, oh, this is about, like, a specific message, and, like, I actually fuck with this person, like,
yeah.
I think they're funny, or, you know, we just get along, or, like, we have some kind of similar interest that made sense. It wasn't just like, well, you have followers, I have followers, let's collab.
Yeah.
And I think anytime I've kind of been in that situation, like, there was a time where we were kind of, I don't even know if we ended up being in this skit, but, you know, like, the 2017, like,
yeah.
Was it YouTube or, like, Instagram? Like, the skit era? It was, like, after Vine.
Yeah, it was. I think, I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. It was a YouTube skit.
We were friends with someone that always wanted to do these, like, skit collabs because they just needed girls for the skits.
Yeah.
And it was just always the most horrible experience because these guys were so disrespectful to us as women.
Yeah.
And then just always, like, they were trying to, there was this one instance where these guys were trying to use our equipment.
Yeah, and then we're, like, mad, and then they tried to use it, like, for later skits, like, after we were done collabing, and, like, I remember one of the guys just kept, I swear it was, like, on purpose, but, like, forgetting my name specifically, and, but it was always, like, you know, we had just come to LA, so we, and I think they were taking advantage of that. We were like, oh, we need to collab, and, like,
yeah, this
know.
Is just what people do, like, and it just was not a good time. Like, honestly, in the vegan days, before anything weird happened, like, I really enjoyed that era.
Same.
At the time, because, like, I just remember having so much fun, and, like, people mm-hmm. were just, a lot of people were so funny, and it was genuinely fun, and it felt like a community until mm-hmm. it didn't. But, like, that next era, I think it was once we moved here and we were, like, living in Hollywood with all these other creators. It was like, okay, I don't want to collab with someone just for the sake of a collab. And then it's like, people don't want to follow you. Like, it's not real.
And a lot of times they wouldn't even, like, the whole thing was that, you know, oh, you would collab and, like, get exposure. And it's like, okay, that's cool. But then it's like they wouldn't even tag you or, like, anything. And you're just like, okay.
What do I gain?
And now I'm, like, you know, being in LA for a while and, like, being on casting websites and stuff. Like, they should be paying people at least for this.
Exactly.
Because it's like, sometimes it takes, like, 6 hours to, like, just be in somebody's skit, which is, like, awesome. Love that. But then it's like, I need to be compensated or something. Yeah. Like, otherwise I have shit I can be doing. Like, if I could go back, I would literally, first of all, punch myself in the face.
Compassion.
Okay, I would give her a light hug.
Yeah.
Of anger.
Oh.
I know, I'm just kidding.
The anger needs to go to the other people.
I mean, you're so right.
Not to discredit your feelings.
Thank you.
But, it's like, you weren't wrong. We didn't know.
That's
And they
true.
Were taking advantage of that. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they were opening these doors of opportunity and everything was so black and white and like...
You're so right.
Oh, we actually made the wrong choice. Like, they were manipulating us specifically.
So true. I would go back and be like, hey girl, do you see how this is going down? So stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. They're being odd. They're being oddballs.
To say the least.
Literally. Also, stop wearing that Shein bodysuit. It's not flattering.
I remember one of my first instances with that, like, why am I here? This is taking so long. So this was actually before you moved to LA.
Yes.
It was, like, in those couple few months. But I got a message from this girl, and she was like, do you want to be in this guy's music video?
I remember this.
At this iconic shop on Melrose. And I was like, sure, like...
they should be paying you. You can make like $400 to be a background model in a music video. Maybe not always that much, but $250 to $400.
I remember I didn't really know what to wear. Like, I think she kind of told me, but like it just was very unspecific. And like my outfit was so bad. Like, it was like oversized hoodie.
Yes. They were like, we kind of wanted like Shein, like.
So I get there like on time, which is like no one's there. Like it was like
no,
four bros
time.
In the back, and like they're like, "Oh, do you want a beer?" And I was like 18, like freshly 18. And I was just like, "Oh, like I just remember feeling so uncomfortable." And then more people start to show up, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna go to the liquor store. Like, you guys go take that." All the girls. It was like me and four other girls. The girls were nice, like at least
love.
But it was like this girl that. Her and I were, like, around the same age and vibe. She was also there with her friend, and then it's, like, they kind of just were doing their own thing, so I was kind of, like... I'm there for, like, multiple hours, and they're still, like, we're supposed to start at a specific time.
They never start on time if it's, like, music video.
Everyone starts doing coke at, like, 4 p.m.
No.
And, like, again, I've never, like, seen this kind of behavior in my life at this point. Like, I'm like, what?
That is so stressful.
So I could have just left, but I was so stressed out. And, like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, I don't want to be rude. So I, like, made up this, like, story that my friend got into a car accident and that I needed to leave. Nobody cared. Like, literally nobody cared. But I think I just ended up telling the girl that I had kind of made friends with. Yeah. But, like, a main in-feed IG, they, like, wanted me to be in this pic, and that was, like, what was posted for the day. It was, like, me in the pic.
That's
even though I left, I was scared.
That's so funny. You were literally just, like, a baby.
I mean, yeah, I was scared, and I was, like, annoyed, because I was, like, obviously, again, don't know how these things work. I don't know I could have been getting paid for this if I wanted to, like, do that, and then... Like, you guys said we were starting at this time. Like, it's been 3 hours. Like, why am I here? They're not even filming.
Like, the amount of, like, random in LA, like, music video shoots I have either been invited to or, like, just heard of where it's just, like, some... Like, okay, I understand. As someone who's an independent musician, technically.
Period. Love that.
I understand the vibe of, like, you need to film yourself promo, like, how you need to, or a music video, like, it's so expensive to hire a crew, so sometimes you just need your bro and your friends, whatever. Like, love that. Respect. But it's like, you need to be considerate of other people's times. And it's like, times. But it's also like, it ends up just being a kickback. And they're trying to film it. And it's like, this is just awkward and weird.
Literally. And that's why everyone was doing drugs.
Yeah, it's like, what the heck?
What? But yeah, I am glad I didn't, like, go down that, like, path.
Yeah.
Because it just, I don't know. It's like, yeah. It's just, like, you need to trust vibes, you know? And if that means, like, literally only collabing with you or, like, just being by myself a lot of the time, but doing what actually feels right and, like, aligned with myself.
Exactly. No, I feel that a lot. Like, I think our experience living, like, in the very middle of Hollywood, definitely, like, afterwards, I was very much just introvert, like, doing my content.
Yeah.
Filming, and I think that really helped me a lot because it took me, like, okay, so I started making ASMR videos in 2015.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until maybe 2022 that I started making, like, a good, at least good in my opinion, where I'm, like, paying all my bills and not feeling stressed out.
That is, like, everyone's goal in life.
Right? Like, I still obviously, like, would like to be making more, would like to be able to save more and, like, upgrade my equipment, but, like, not until 2023 that I felt like I was, like, oh, I'm not as stressed. Like,
mm-hmm.
Up until then, like, living on my own, every month it was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I paid my rent. Now we're gonna be eating, like, the groceries from background acting or, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Until then. So it's like, it takes a long time to build stuff, but it's also, oh, it takes a long time to build stuff, bro. No, but, like, I'm grateful that I did focus a lot on my content creation and then just figured out what worked for me, you know?
Yeah, totally. I think that's, like, a blessing.
Literally. I want collabs to be authentic, and also that I would rather grow on my own because I don't have to rely on anybody. Like, I remember a lot of those people who love, not, this is not shade if you're somebody who makes content that's, like, collab content, but during the pandemic, a lot of those people were really stressed out because their algorithm was going down, all their content was with other people, so, like, they couldn't film, and this was, like, back when I was just doing live streaming where I was singing on, like, a random app, but, like, I was able to have success on there because I was just, like, it's just me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just singing, having fun, like, you know?
Literally that. Somebody asked us to share some story times from when we first moved here, like, our first apartment together in Hollywood. One that comes to mind for me is the
cockroach in the water boiler.
No, but that is honestly a good representation of the era.
I was like, I'm about to be so psychic right now.
I was thinking about the local pharmacist, if you know what I mean.
Oh my god. You know when you're young and you're dumb and you're just trying to be friends with everybody that's your neighbor. So we moved into, I guess we can say this now because we don't live there anymore and no pals live there, but the only apartment complex I've ever seen that doesn't check credit or anything. Like, I don't even know how it was possible, but they just, because I've never seen an apartment, like, not check credit or anything.
No, that's, like, actually insane now that I really think about it and, like,
Yeah, most apartments are, like,
we need your credit, like, we need your complete bank statements from all of eternity and your credit score.
Yes.
And actually several reviews of your past apartments.
Yeah. And we need a co-signer on top of that.
Yeah.
If there's any discrepancies. Also, you need to have been in the state for at least. So this apartment that we lived in did not check credit or anything. Like, me only having to my name, like, a credit card for maybe 1 year that I just would spend, like, $20 and then pay it off. And then, like, my car was in my name, but it was, like, an old-ass car, you know? was somehow approved to be added to the lease. They didn't check my credit, anything. Which, my credit was good, so, like, whatever. But...
period. I didn't have credit. I think I just never had a credit card until after I turned 18, so...
That's crazy. But, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that story. I was really passionate about it, too.
We wanted to make friends, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, we were just, like... You know when you move to a new city and you're just, like, seeing it with rose-colored glasses, and we were just wanting to befriend everybody... in our complex, because it's like, you never know who's who in LA, like, which I still kind of do enjoy that mindset, but now I make sure to have that mindset when I'm, like, going to, I don't know, queer community clubs, because everybody is, like, just love like-minded people. Anyways.
Not, like, saying hi to a Dusty.
Not, like, literally a special pharmacist, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
This guy... I don't even... Okay, so this is the thing.
No.
He was the ultimate Dusty because a girl lived in the complex and he was dating the girl. And so he did not actually...
He has a kid with her now.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And he already has kids.
Oh, maybe that was...
But I think there was tea if she was pregnant or something.
Yes, because I swear there was like a young ass kid because... TikTok loves,
oh my God,
to be like, do you know this person?
It's like the most triggering TBT.
It'll just show like his TikTok, which like I don't even have this guy's phone number anymore. Anyways, but there was one time, should we tell the story?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
There was one time that this special pharmacist, if you know what I mean, this was also before things were allowed in California, if you know what I mean. Okay. Like, I think it was available, like, the next year. Like, it was soon to be allowed.
Really?
Yes, because I remember that we could only get it through... And we're not even... We don't even like special plants that much.
Yeah.
Like that. But, anyways, so... I don't even know exactly the full details of the story, but basically our special pharmacist friend just comes over just like in a rush.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Sweating. Oh. Like knocks on her door because basically the vibe of this apartment complex was like college.
Yeah, it was giving dorm. College. Like yeah. Anyone would knock on her door at any time.
Yeah,
like,
I just need to borrow stuff. Like,
yeah.
One time, like this same special pharmacist had to borrow our hot water boiler,
which we then came to the conclusion that he was making a specific substance out of another substance, if you get the vibe, because why, you're not making tea, you know?
Literally.
Like, and he needed to borrow that hot water boiler a lot.
Yeah, and then we were like, we got it back after one time, we didn't get it back for 2 weeks, and we were like, dude, we can't even use this anymore. Yeah.
Like, no, and then when we were moving out, we like put a bunch of stuff in the hallway and we literally like texted him and we were like, the
like, if you need this, it's yours. It's yours now.
Oh my God.
But he comes over, I think knocks on our door, and is just like, can you guys watch my stuff for a while? Like, two big black backpacks. We did not look inside of them, mind you, because we're just like, lily. Like, just chilling. We're like, okay, we'll watch your stuff, you know, because... Us, we're thinking like, oh, sometimes you just need to drop off your backpack somewhere. You just need your bro to watch. Okay, like many hours pass, like I think 5 hours, and it's just chilling on our floor, like
in the corner.
Yeah, we're just so respectful. We didn't even like we didn't look inside of it. Nothing. And he comes back and he says something along the lines of. Like, he's sweating again when he comes back, I'm pretty sure. And he says something along the lines of, like, oh, thank you, like, they were onto me. Or, like, something, like, insinuating that the popo were gonna be... Anyways, long story short, the backpacks were full of special substances.
Like, multiple.
Like, full!
Like
the backpack
like
was, like...
different special substances.
Because I think he... He started pulling them out in front of us.
We're
right?
Like, hold on.
Imagine, like, if we had been caught or something, like, they would not believe us.
I know. And, you know, he would not have, like, taken responsibility.
No, like, that's not our special substances. Like,
It's in our apartment. We said he could leave his stuff here.
We had, this was before Ring cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they existed, but, like, nobody was having them regularly.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I don't like to have a camera in my casa, so, like, you know. But, anyways, so after that, we would just bring it up, like, maybe a few months after that and be like, do you remember when that happened? Yeah, oh my god, like, I'm so glad we didn't get, like, in trouble or anything. Because we were just so, like, so giving the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Like, that didn't even cross my mind.
Like, just, like, and you know he would have, like, completely thrown us under the bus.
Yeah, totally.
Also, there was one time, so dumb of me also, but that okay, so I had gotten strep throat, and this was before I had, like, my insurance figured out in California and, like, a doctor and stuff. So, like, just to go to urgent care, it was, like, $100, and then they filled a prescription of antibiotics, like, another $100, and I was like, oh my god, I just moved here, like, I don't have this money to be, like, doing this shit, like, whatever. So, you know, use up the antibiotics, my strep throat is gone, like, I used all of them, okay, I'm not trying to cause antibiotic resistant strep, but then the very next day that I was better, I go out drinking, as a really smart 19-year-old does. Go out drinking, and I get strep again. So I'm like, so I text the special pharmacist, hey, do you, like, have antibiotics? Like, as if you would have antibiotics. Like, why would you have antibiotics? Because I didn't want to go through the whole process of, like, going. Because in order to get more antibiotics, like, I had to get another prescription, which I had to see a doctor in person for since I didn't have a primary care physician.
Yeah.
Anyways. And so at first he's like, what are those?
And I remember it was, like, on Snapchat.
Literally. And then suddenly, like, not even that long later, like, maybe 15 minutes later, he texts me back and he's like, oh yeah, I got that. Like, how much, he said, I think he says something like, how much can you pay for it?
I'm like Googling.
Literally.
I'm like, what do I have that looks most closely to that?
And then something in me, like, there was some sort of, like, you know, brain clarity where I was like, maybe I should not just accept random stuff from this man hoping it's antibiotics, because it's probably not. Like, he would probably give me, like, either something crazy or something, yeah, like, yeah, or just, like, Benadryl or something.
Yeah. He used to always say, and I still live by this, the faster I walk, the more money I make.
I forgot about that.
I think about it all the time. Still. Especially living in New York. I'm like, yes, facts.
No, literally. You can merch with that. You'd be so mad.
He'd, like, want to present. Another so same character of that era was this little scrippity bro who had a tattoo of the 100 emoji.
Whoa. I forgot about him. He was so mean.
So he was trying, he was, like, I think Irish.
And he was trying to be a musician. He was so bad. I'm sorry.
A rapper, right? Or was it, like,
it was like a, you know,
an Irish chick. So he was a Cancer, and I only remember this because he acted like the worst version of a male Cancer ever could. Like, took everything so personally. I guess that's just, like, a man, but, like, but, like, would get so offended by everything. I don't remember when we first realized he had bad vibes, but I do remember we were at this beach bonfire, and he tried to get at me, and I just...
And this, like, a short man, like, no, maybe, like, shorter than me.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'1".
Like, extremely short.
Which, totally fine if you're short, but just, like, he was bad vibes, so this is just to add...
Exactly.
...to the ambiance.
Exactly. And I wasn't rude to him because I kind of already peeped the type of, like, just his attitude and, yeah, like, how he could kind of switch up.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, but I just kind of, like, almost, like, laughed it off. Like, I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I just tried to be, like, nice but kind of, like, curve him because he was also very, like, clingy. Like, he would not really leave me alone, and it was, like, annoying. Mm-hmm. And he got so mad. And then every time that you and I would run into him or, like, be at a party where he was there after that, he was so rude and, like, actively just, like, mean.
No, yeah, like, he would make fun of me because I've been a lightweight, okay? And yeah. So he had, like, some kind of rude nickname for me. I can't even remember. But it was just, like, huh? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I think all of those experiences, like, for me, that was, for you, it was, like, a year. Because then 6 months later, I moved to LA. All of those experiences kind of, like, motivated me to be, like you said, a recluse.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of glad for. I think I avoided a lot of, like, things.
Yeah.
Until my brain developed and I was able to make, like, better decisions.
Dude, there is nothing like your brain developing.
Right?
Like, it truly, you just look back at some of your past trains of thought or, like, decisions, and it's like, and that's us, and, like, we've always been very responsible and, like, smart.
You just, like, you go through things and they, like, yeah, change you.
And not about the journey.
They mean really, anyways. I could talk about my recent, like, gay adventures.
Oh my god, I actually wanted to ask you if you're comfortable.
Oh my gosh, yeah, of course. I talk about it in my stream.
Oh, okay. So Sonia has a special announcement to make.
Guys, I'm gay. No, I'm just kidding.
But, like, low-key.
No, literally. Well, I've always, like, not always. I don't think I came to terms with this until, like, 21, was that I'm bisexual. But then recently, my lovely pal, Aliana, love her so much. So we became friends on the random app that I was live streaming on. And she's been visiting LA for the past, like, few months, and her and I had always, like, lightly talked about going to queer events in LA, and I had just never done that for some reason. Like, I had some gay male friends invite me to some gay events, but those are mainly geared towards, like, men, mm-hmm. and so I was like, I don't know, like, I would feel kind of, like, out of place there.
Yeah.
But Aliana's been inviting me to, like, queer events for women and, like, non-binary people specifically. And I've been having, like, the best time. Oh my god, should I talk about my crush?
Oh my god, yes. If you're comfortable.
I'm so comfortable. And so I think, like, I don't know, it just feels cool to explore, like, me queer side. That sounds like... So interesting to say. But because, like, I always have just dated men and, like, I just know that dynamic so well, and I just know how to date men.
Yeah.
And how to get a man, you know? Like, it's just,
it's easy.
Like, it's just, like, it's just, like, what's up? But, okay, so recently I went to this event, and it was kind of like a concert, but also, like, there were bars and then just kind of a DJ and stuff. And actually, the story time is kind of funny. So,
oh my god.
I'm just chilling with Aliana and some other pals. And so, you know, we're just chilling. We have our little beverages. We're like, hee hee, like, so much fun. My pals keep pressuring me. Not too much, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But to be like, hey, like, is there anybody that you want to talk to? And I was just like, I, like, don't know. Like, this is so scary. This is new for me. Like, I don't know how to talk to, females. But I was just like, I don't know. And so then we're, like, chilling, and they're, oh my gosh, rarely do I see somebody and, like, think that they're hot, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just, like, it's hard for me to just be like, you know, but there's this girl who's, like, standing against, like, a wooden pole arena, and just, like, chill, very tall, like, taller than you, I think. Like, maybe 6 feet tall.
Oh my god.
And so she's wearing, like, a button up, and my type in women is, like, mask, I would say, but also, like,
it's okay. Just keep going.
Oh, okay. Guys, it's just audio now. So my type in women is, like, mask women, and oh my god, literally was wearing, like, a button-down shirt, kind of like, imagine Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic.
Hot.
So hot. And it's just chilling. Like, the music's playing, and she's just, like, chilling, like, literally big arm muscles, short hair, and I'm just, like, oh my
flustered.
God. No, literally. So, my pals... Oh, wait, I'm getting too ahead of myself in this story. So, basically, I'm seeing this girl out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no offense, but I need you now.
Oh my.
Need you now. Then, suddenly, like, imagine we're in a crowded, like, DJ dance area. These two girls start, like, fighting. Like, right in front of us. Like, I feel a drink hit my hair. And I'm like, no, because I had washed my hair that day.
Oh my god, that's so annoying.
Literally. And so, like, these two girls start full-on fighting, and I'm like, oh my god. But it's not even, like, they were just, like, I don't know how to describe it, but nobody was throwing punches. It was just kind of, like, ripping at each other's hair, and then someone's glasses got thrown off and crushed.
That's so sad.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh. So then, the girl that I think is so hot picks up one of the girls who's fighting. Like, have you guys ever seen how... like, mama cats pick up baby cats, like, from the back of their neck. Literally. Like, I wish you guys could have this visual, but just, like, picks her up, like, and is just, like, pulling her up, like, to stop them from fighting.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, how, like, hot and chill and chic. And so then I find one of the girls had lost her glasses, and she was looking for them during this kerfuffle, and so I happened to find them, and so I found them, like, handed them to the girl, and then the other girl, who I thought was super hot, was standing there, so I was like, oh my gosh, like, are you okay? And then she's like, yeah, like, I'm totally good. And so then I got scared and ran away, as one does.
Me.
So then all my pals were like, oh my gosh, like, you need to go talk to her, and I was like, I don't know, like, this is so scary, like, literally don't know what to do. So then, this story is, like, so, I'm hyping it up so much, but basically, then my pals finally forced me to go talk to her, and then we had a lovely night and exchanged IGs. However, she's not texted me, so, I think I gave her the ick through my Instagram story or something.
No, no, she kind of gives me, like,
fuckboy.
Fuckboy, yeah.
But basically, so we're just, like, chilling. I definitely ended that story quickly, but we were chilling, talking for maybe, like, 2 hours.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And maybe less, maybe, like, hour and a half. And so then she has to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I'm chilling. I'm kind of, like, under the influence of... Yes. You know, a special beverage and a special plant. So I'm just, like, chilling, listening to music. And then I'm like, damn, like, she has been in the bathroom for a long time. And I got scared that I was, like, well, I was being a little paranoid, too. But I was like, oh my gosh, I was so creepy. Like, I came up and, like... Because right before she went to the bathroom, I had made a comment. She complimented my nails. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, they can come off when they need to. And so... You know, if you know, you know. And I thought that she had been creeped out by that, maybe. And I was just like, oh my god, like, literally. But basically, she came back and told me that she had gone into the bathroom. And I think the bathroom was, like, multi-gender, so, or gender-neutral bathroom, so just everybody was in there. So she was waiting in line, and there was a guy wearing a shirt of two anime girls kissing.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, I like your shirt, to the guy. And the guy's girlfriend was in there and was like, are you trying to flirt with my man? Just imagine short hair, septum piercing.
Complete lesbian.
Literally, carabiner on the jeans. Like...
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Are you training my favorite?
So she was telling me that story, and then she was just like, do I look like I like men? It was so funny. Anyways, that's all of my story. I don't really
know. How do you feel going out in a queer space versus a hetero space?
I love it so much because, like, I just feel so much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no man harassing me. And I feel like the dynamic is so much more different. Like, and that's kind of what I'm learning about, like, just with women and queer people too. Like, there's, at least in my experiences, I've only gone out like a few times, but people are not gonna approach you if you're not making any visible signs that you're like interested in them. So it's like, if you kind of give off the vibe that you're not, if you're just there to dance, like, nobody's gonna bother you.
Yeah.
Or somebody will send their friend and be like, very respectfully, hey, like, my friend thinks you're cute, what do you think? And you can be like, oh, like, I'm down, or oh, I'm not down. And it's just so much more respectful of boundaries, I feel like.
Love that.
And there was a point at one queer event that I went to where, like, my pals had gone to, like, I don't know, find another pal, and, like, you know. And I was just, like, alone for a little bit, but I was, like, not even afraid to be alone. And then I started kind of just dancing in the corner, like, not shaking my ass, you know, but just, like, like,
yeah,
chill dancing. And, like, a bunch of other what looked like introverts started coming over to the corner too. Aww. And just, like, dancing alone. I was like, oh my gosh, like, we found our little solo corner. But, like, yeah, it just felt so much safer. And even, like, when they checked us, like, before we got in, they did, like, a full pat down to, like, make sure we didn't have anything, which, yeah, was good. Because, like, I think I never went out to queer spaces in the past just because I've been afraid a little bit,
yeah,
of, you know, hateful people, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's like, you can't live your life in fear. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm gonna unalive, like, might as well be when I'm being gay.
Facts. Well, we love that. That's, like, amazing developments.
Thank you.
Do you, no pressure if you don't, but do you, would you have any words for people, you know, thinking about it, kind of like how you were in the past?
Thinking about being gay? No, I'm just kidding.
I guess just making that move to be more, involved in the community, but I guess just being more surrounded by that community if, yeah, maybe you're questioning yourself or, you know, you just are like, okay, let me see, like, a curiosity even.
Yeah. I would say, like, just go to Eventbrite, or if you have queer friends, or if you don't, like, join Facebook groups and just look for events in your area, because there's so many, and I feel like it's so much easier to feel comfortable and be able to come to terms with your own sexuality if you're surrounded by people who also have, like, a similar accepting mindset. Like, for me, I know it's scary to go to things alone, and I didn't for so long, and it took, like, having, you know, a queer friend to be like, hey, like, you would love these events, like, you should mm-hmm. go, for me to finally be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And now I'm, like, wanting to go out every weekend to these
oh my events. God, yeah.
But yeah, I would just recommend looking for those spaces in your area if you're in a safe, comfortable place to do so. I know, like, some people live with their families and they can't, like, do that, but yeah, it's just, I don't know, I just feel so safe, and, like, seeing other like-minded people and, like, mm-hmm. being able to be in an environment where, because right now I'm single and just knowing that, wow, like, there could be other girls here who are queer, so it's not like where you're just out in the wild hoping that a gay person is gonna find you. Like, you're literally in a gay environment.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And even, like, I mean, it's, they're just so welcoming. Like, you don't have to necessarily be queer, I feel like, to go to them, but I think it's important to respect that it's a queer space and not be like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna bring all my, like, 50 of my straight friends here and stuff. Like,
I'm gonna bring Chad.
Literally. So, yeah, go for it.
Dude, I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so it is actually my last day here in LA, and we're gonna go to the beach. So hopefully by now you've seen the beach IGs. That's our plan. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you want more guest episodes or more episodes with Sonji Noreen specifically. Yes. Make sure you check out her ASMR as well as her regular IG.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Check out her music.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Don't you have something new coming out? Or
I do.
Yeah.
May 14th, I have Don't Lead My Heart Astray coming out.
Yes. So, yeah. Any last words?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Anytime.
Love you.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye.